This is kind of the opposite of a family-friendly podcast, so if, like, your family's in the room, maybe just don't. Welcome to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons, episode 2! Woot woot! We're all super excited. Episode 1 is out now, so... My name is Sebastian. I play Xylas Ramsbottom, a high elf druid. Fun fact about Xylas this week is that his favorite plant type would be pine tree saplings. Like just any, in general. He really likes pine tree saplings.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Just really small pine tree. They're adorable.
Okay. I was about to ask why, but then you said adorable.
They're like... It's like pine tree, but small.
Okay, that makes so much sense. That's not where I thought you were going with it, and so I lost it for a second.
Fair.
Are you done? You good?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. I'm Caleb, and I play Dr. Rosalind Thompson, rogue, wood elf. I was going to do favorite food. I'm going to stick with that. Her favorite food is pineapple, mainly because she likes putting on other things, pineapple and pizza, pineapple and hamburgers.
A lot of people would call that a sin.
Hey, fight me. You're
oh
wrong.
No, I love it.
Okay, good.
I'm just saying, I've run into the people.
Well, you know, I'm taking hot takes right now. Episode 2, hot take. Pineapple on pizza, it's acceptable.
I agree.
My name is Audrey, and I play Velvet, aka Vel, government name Jessica Faraday. She is a Herengon ranger. And her fun fact this week is that she really likes badgers. She just thinks they're really cute and they're really nice. And I know that maybe naturally that doesn't make sense, but she quite enjoys badgers.
Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm the DM. And my fun fact is, before we started recording, I've been perusing Amazon looking for dice. And I just discovered possibly the weirdest thing ever. On Amazon, for a right price of $29.99 per can, you can buy edible dehydrated zebra tarantula.
Huh? That was a roller coaster, by
right?
the way.
It was a roller coaster.
I thought it was going to be something dice related. Then you said dehydrated, nope. And you said zebra. I'm like, okay, zebra meat. Nope. Not tarantula.
Zebra tarantula.
Yeah.
You can also, for the ripe price of $19.91 or $95.19 per ounce, that is mass. We're talking ounces as in mass. You can buy black scorpion jerky.
That sounds
sure. What makes it jerky?
I don't know.
Hey, Daniel, I'm going to need you to send me the link to that second one, because now I'm intrigued.
I agree. I think you should buy some.
Because you want to try it, too?
Yes.
That's fine.
I don't know what scorpion meat looks like.
Daniel, yeah. just send me the link to it. We'll find out Friday. I'll expedite the shipping on this, too. We'll see what happens.
I mean, if you can get it, Tuesday, November 16th.
At the earliest?
Yeah, it looks like it says that.
Could do some shopping, apparently.
That was all.
Moving on, we're picking up right where we left off on episode 1.
So at some point in the night, you're not entirely sure when. Actually, you probably know because you probably have a watch. Your character probably has a watch.
Oh, probably.
All right.
Of some variety. She likes to be proud.
I'm just going
to
say, probably around 2-3 o'clock in the morning, you're all violently awoken by like a scream. Real loud, just like, scream.
Okay.
Oh, like,
from outside.
I like almost fall out of bed.
Okay.
Startled.
Yeah.
Like, just terrified. Oh,
okay.
Not terrified, but like, yeah. Holy fuck.
Are we in bunk beds?
Yes.
I'm gonna say that I was in a top bunk and I violently.
I was gonna do
violently
that
sit up.
I think
and
we
hit
all
my
were
head.
Going to the same bed.
So I just have your.
We're all.
Ow! I was gonna do that falling off the top bed bit.
No, it's probably more like bang, fuck!
I'm probably on the bottom and I just fall off. Just all covers everything, just roll off the bed. Yeah.
It's all bad. And then I right after the scream, you're. Jesus Christ! Fucking kill him! Kill him! Gustav gives up. This seems to be a problem outside.
Hey, while I did hit my head, I'm going to also just immediately go to the window because a panic. Anyways.
Gustav,
There seems to be problem.
Yeah,
going.
You said there was nothing to worry about in the forest, bud?
Generally, forest is quiet.
Sure. I believe you.
And then you hear, I can't hear. Like on the front door, like.
There seems to be problem outside.
You want to go check on it, bud?
Not really.
Yeah, Gustav, you want to? No? Okay.
One moment. Hold on.
I'm just...
Let's go.
I'm going to get out Audrey, my rapier.
I was going to say, I'm just... I was going to go look at the window.
Do you have dark vision?
I don't think so.
She looked at him.
What are you doing, Caleb?
I'm getting my rapier in one hand and a dagger in another hand.
Okay. Sebastian?
Yes.
What are you up to?
I didn't mention this. I think we're all on top bunks just for this bit, obviously. I popped up and did, like, you know, the SpongeBob, like, caveman thing. I'm just like that with my hands out, like in claw shape, and I'm like ready to go. Like, what the shit? Anyway, I'm gonna hop down. Hands. I'm still like just like have my hands in like this weird, stupid fighting stance that I think looks cool.
Yeah, like you're pretending to be a ninja.
Yeah,
like I know karate.
Exactly.
As you jumped out, outside is now just.
Yeah. Okay.
There's also like flashes of light and shit coming from outside.
I want to follow Gustav.
Gustav goes to the front door.
Just for the record,
I don't believe I have dark green.
I don't have the green. I will take the time to not put the green stuff on and put on my dark set of common clothes.
Okay.
And just try to make myself blend into darkness as possible.
Okay. So, Audrey, because you don't have dark vision, what you see outside is just from in the woods, you see bright, like, flashes, and you see, like, occasionally someone will run past the window because you can see them because they're pretty close to the cabin. You'll see, like, a figure, like run past, but there's a lot of screaming and gunfire. Sebastian?
Yeah.
You said you were following Gustav?
Yeah. I do have dark vision.
You do have dark vision. Cool. So Gustav goes to the front door and he goes, I guess I should go outside. I probably should. We should probably stay inside.
Can I see anything from the door?
The door is solid.
Oh.
Are you opening the door?
Is there a window by the door?
Yeah, there's a window.
I want to peek out the window.
You peek out the window. Wait, hold on. Caleb, are you just like, Rosalind just like, Rose just getting ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she's not like going to the window or anything?
No.
Okay.
So you peek out the window and there is... Yeah, there's a fight going on outside.
Okay.
You see there's a lot of people in, like, you know, armor and stuff running around with, like, weapon, like, swords and shields and axes and bows. And you see that there's like, a lot of normal people, air quotes kind of thing, all wearing armor and stuff. And they kind of look like they might be adventurers or something. But then pretty quickly you see one of them, like, run past the window you're looking at. And then, like, they're booking it hard. They run past the window, and behind them on all fours is, like, this weird humanoid-looking thing. Like,
is it the thing with the glowing eyes?
Yeah, it got glowing orange eyes.
Okay.
It's like, you know, like, the what's the, from Left 4 Dead in the hoodie?
Is it the jockey?
Yeah, the jockey. Kind of like the jockey. Run on all fours. And, like... The guy then runs back past the window, but eyes like halfway across the window. You see like the creature like jump on him and like start biting his neck.
Okay,
it's pretty violent going on. Out there.
I want to like sort of. I know he's right next to me, but sort of yell to Gustav. That's the. It's the fucking thing. It's the thing with the eyes.
He looks at window. Oh, this thing's very bad.
What do we do? What do we do, buddy?
I'm
just panicked.
We should probably stay inside. We don't want to provoke anything.
Are those your men out there?
My men? What do you mean, my men?
Are those Forest Service?
None of them look like they're wearing Forest Service stuff.
So there's just a random fight happening.
A pretty big fight, yeah. Like,
and like we didn't know any of the people in it.
No.
Oh.
None of them look like all the Forest Service people you saw are wearing the green Forest Service clothes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I dare say, Gustav, that is a fabulous idea. I'm gonna just back away from the window now.
Okay. Caleb, Audrey, you guys doing anything?
Gustav, what the fuck? What is?
I do not know. This is not normal. I promise you.
No, it's not normal. Okay.
Pinky promise, not normal.
Okay, pinky promise.
This is not a normal thing.
I take pinky promises very seriously, and I will let you know, Gustav. But if I find out that you're lying, I will take your pinky.
This got very violent, very fast.
I'm just saying.
I understand. So, Caleb, are you guys doing anything? You just kind of like, bad thing.
I'm gonna go next to a window that. Does not lock and go stand in front of it and watch and make sure that it stays closed.
Okay. I gotta roll perception real quick. Very good. So, Caleb, is your character just like hunkered down somewhere in the room? Is Rose just hunkered?
I'm kind of conflicted at the moment of what I want her to do.
Okay.
But for the time being, she's seeing that everyone else is just kind of preparing. So I'm going to probably follow Violet's decision and like stand next to her.
My name isn't Violet.
What is it?
Velvet.
Velvet. Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Val.
Val. And then stand next to the other window that's not locked preparing.
So I have to ask, is Velvet and Rose like standing in a window?
No.
Or like to the side of?
I would say I'm standing like in front of the window, but like 5 to 8 feet behind, like away from it.
So if someone were to look in the window, they could probably see you.
You know, actually considering that, probably standing next to a window.
You bastard.
Yeah.
Audrey?
I was standing next to the window the whole time.
Okay. Sebastian?
I backed away from the window. I probably can like see out of it, I think, because I'm like, wow, what's that? But yeah, I'm backing away from the window.
Okay.
I'm also going to say that I'm crouching.
Okay. Gustav is also crouching down, shotgun in hand. But Sebastian, as you're standing there.
Oh.
You said you're just looking out the window, right?
I'm like 10 feet back from the window.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
As you're standing there, you watch as someone comes into the view of a window. They're standing there holding a bow, like, and they like they kind of take a second, look over, and they see like a light. He's like, looks at you, and he comes like walking, like he runs up to the window, like on the window.
Yeah.
Please, please help us, please, please, please. You can just kind of hear them. Please come help us, please.
Yeah, fuck it. Hello, good sir.
Please, please help us.
What's going on out there?
The vampires. And then all of a sudden you see like a hand like. And he just disappears.
Bye, have a nice day.
Fuck.
And as he, like, you hear like a hand like. Scream! On the window.
It is spooky season.
It is spooky,
so. Spooky season.
Spooky season.
Will this come out around spooky season? Maybe. We'll see.
And that happens, and like right after that happens, you see like this like humanoid-ish thing. It's got like a face comes in into the window. It's got weird, you know, orange empty eyes. It's got like little fangs sticking out from above and below. Really no nose to speak of, just two little slits. Got these big open ears, really pale, and kind of like looks at them and they're like looking in at you guys. Doesn't really seem to notice you though. Like it looks at you but doesn't recognize you're there.
I'm not moving at all.
I see. Yeah.
Am I watching this?
Can you can this? All see this.
Also very much not moving.
Okay.
Full trauma front, just frozen.
Yeah, it sits there and just kind of like stares in emptily for a while. And then an arrow like into the head like. Gustav.
This is not a good time. Do not enjoy any of this.
No shit, Gustav. No shit.
So, you guys can do anything? You're just going to sit here in the cabin.
I'm going to stand here, straighten up a little bit, and I'm shaking a little, though. Like, my knees are shaking.
Okay.
Trying to look confident and failing.
I think we all know that my initial response to most things is to just hunker down, so I'm going to continue to hunker down.
Okay. So, since you guys are just hunkering down, staying in place, the violence, the fight that is going on outside probably lasts for another 45 minutes. Of just probably some of the worst noises you ever heard. And then it kind of just, as abruptly as it started for you guys, it stops. And the crickets come back. And everything returns to normal.
So it's what, about like 4 a.m. now?
Yeah, probably.
When is like...
Sunrise, probably around 7. Actually, not 7. Probably around 5-ish.
Oh, and at that rate, I have no need to go outside until it's sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
It's only an hour.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait that out.
Okay.
I'm going to be like, hey, Gustav, good, kind
yes,
host.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Do you think you could look out the window?
You have you are fully capable of looking out window also.
Oh, fair enough. No,
you
no,
are also taller than me, so that it is easier.
I got this. It's all right. Don't worry about it. I want to look out the window.
You look out the window.
Very slowly.
Yes, you very slowly look out the window. What are you looking for?
What, I don't know what the fuck's out there.
It seems pretty peaceful, you know. That looks like the woods that you saw when you went to bed.
Are there a bunch of dead bodies?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
But as you look out and you kind of observe for a second, you watch as one of these creatures like walks up to the dead body, grabs it by the legs, and like drags it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there dead vampire bodies too?
Yeah. There's these weird pale creatures like. All like rolled up like a bug and dead.
So like the one that was at the like, did it die? Like the one that was looking into the window died right in front of our cabin.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a kind of a stupid idea.
That's the best idea.
We need to know what these things are. I can go out there stealth. Just go out first, stealth right there. Grab the one that was right there and then bring it right back in.
Are you asking us that?
Yeah. Just saying like if that's something we need to do. Like if you guys are down for it. If not, that's fine. We can wait. We need information. My initial
thought. Like, Rosalind's need for information is overcoming the fear?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just the curiosity.
The curiosity, the exploration of science right now is just, like, I need to know what this thing is. And for, I guess, the joint survival, need to know its weakness. Need to know how to kill this bitch. I mean, it did seem to die pretty normally, but...
Yeah.
So, I mean, if everyone says no, it's fine. I have no problem not going out there. I just think... It might be a good idea.
You do you. If you're willing to take that risk. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to like slowly sheathe my weapons, walk to the door.
Yeah.
First, actually, when I'm looking out, I'm going to do a perception check.
Okay.
To see out the window.
Roll that perception, Caleb.
See if anything. 22. Yep.
So you notice that several of these creatures are grabbing people, like grabbing dead bodies to drag them to the woods. Mm-hmm. Do you have dark vision?
Mm-hmm.
You do. You notice that also kind of farther out in the woods, you see more of them moving around between the trees and doing stuff.
So is there any close to us?
Any living ones or dead ones?
Living ones.
Yeah, there's a few.
Like how far away?
20 feet from the cabin.
Still going to try it.
Okay.
Hey,
Caleb.
Yep.
Roll stealth.
Very something I'm fortunately good at.
Mm-hmm. 22. Okay. So you go up to the door, put a little WD-40 on the hinges. You are like a ghost. You are quiet. You go out onto the front porch, you go down the stairs, and you going for the dead one at the window?
Yeah, I'm going the closest one possible.
Are you going to drag it inside?
Yep.
So you go around the building, and roll perception while you're doing this.
20.
You a nat 20?
No, 16 plus 4.
Okay.
30, 20.
So you make your way around the building, and you find the dead one. It's laying there on the floor, all curled up, arrow in the side of its head. First of all, you notice the arrow itself is pure silver. The entire arrow is silver, or at least covered in silver. And as you walk up to it, and are you picking it up?
I think I'm first. Yeah, I'm going to pick it up.
Okay, you grab it, like, probably under the shoulder.
Actually, first I'm going to, like, check my pulse or something like that, see if it's alive, breathing.
It doesn't seem...
And then take it with
me. It very seems dead. So you pick it up under the shoulders, and you begin dragging it, essentially.
Yeah.
How strong are you?
10.
All right, so you begin dragging it.
Yep.
And almost immediately you notice that several of the ones that are grabbing bodies, like, stop... And they kind of, like, put their head up and they kind of start looking in your direction.
This is when I feared that they were smelly boys. Stingy.
And they kind of, like, their blank, expressionless eyes, like, they look they look at you.
About how far would it be for me to go to the door?
It's only, like, maybe 10 feet.
And how far are these things away from me?
20 feet.
Oh, yeah, I'm still going to...
Yeah, you gonna do it?
Yep.
Okay, roll that. Roll strength. See how fast you can move this motherfucker.
12.
Okay. Audrey and Sebastian, have you been watching this the whole time?
Yep.
Yeah. You see him like stop, and like you see this whole thing go down where like the one like puts his head up like, and you see like the face area where the nose would be like moves, and it like looks over, like. Like it's sniffing the air, but you watch as Rose grabs the body and begins scooting it along as fast as possible. You watch as some of the creatures begin making their way over. kind of a slow lumbering, you know, crawl on all fours right towards you.
How far have I moved in this time?
Probably like 5 feet.
So I just have 5 more feet to go.
5 more feet. It's just
I'm just gonna
around the corner. You got to go up some stairs.
Yep.
Okay.
Finish the job.
You get it. You start. You get onto the stairs and like clunk, 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 and it breaks into a sprint right at you. You gonna keep this going?
Yep.
Audrey, Sebastian, you see this happening?
Oh, I'm gonna have my hand axes out because I already realized the situation and I would like to be prepared.
Okay, Caleb, what's your AC?
AC is 15.
Okay.
I think close that fast on me?
They're on all fours.
They're on all fours sprinting.
20 feet away. I have to go 5 feet.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, Caleb.
Well, they were closer than
you. And you also have to drag this asshole up the stairs.
You said they were 20 feet away.
Yeah.
And you were 10 feet.
You were 10
feet. And then over time, you went 5 feet.
You have a 10 strength.
I think even with that, it's not like it's negative. I don't think it'd take that long. I'm going to let you do it.
It's fine. They are quick boys.
Sure.
Is this going to bother you?
No.
I won't.
No, that's good.
They rolled a 7. So, like, it lunges at you and, like, flies over your head, and you quickly, clunk, 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 like, slam the dead body inside, close the door.
Like, she drops the body when she gets in,
yeah.
And then she starts just going. Okay. Not a great idea, I'll admit, but I gained a lot of information. They smell very well, and they're fast as fuck, boys.
Oh, they're really fast.
And weak to silver. I, like, look at the arrow, and I point it out. I'm like, I think I got killed by an arrow. So, do we have any silver in here?
I mean, I can use that arrow with just a bow.
Yeah.
But that's one arrow.
Yeah. Good to know, though. Can we roll investigation on it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Everybody?
My next thing.
I got a nat 20.
Oh, shit.
I keep getting nat 20s. I don't know what's 16. Going on.
What'd you get, Caleb?
Oh, I think after nat 20, I didn't think we needed to keep going. 15.
So as you guys begin investigating the creature, it has, open the mouth, open the eyes and all that. It's got orange. It's got, you know, solid orange eyes. There's no pupil, no nothing. And they have, like, a weird bioluminescence to them. So, like, even when they're dead and you open the eye, like, it still kind of glows. It has a mouthful of razor sharp teeth. It's white as a goat. It is white. Like, it is pale as fuck.
I just want to say, for, like, kind of the record, Rosalind will be taking, like, the full time to do a full autopsy.
Okay.
Like, full on just, like...
They have no internal organs. Not a thing in there.
Whoa.
Yeah. It is an empty, mushy husk. There's bones. There's some bones. You crack open the brain cavity, there's not a lot going on there.
So not even like a heart?
Not really. There's maybe some like shadows of what might have been a heart at some point
in time. Just like weird collections of nerves and shit?
Yeah, essentially. Weird. It's this weird, like, it's a meaty
Love it.
Thing.
But weird.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. They have, as you begin to make your way through the body, down towards the feet around the legs, they have these weird, like, sacks. Like, on a bee, you know how a bee will collect pollen on its feet? They're like these weird sacks full of blood.
How many? Is just one on each foot? Or like?
Yeah, one on each appendage.
Okay, I'm gonna stab one open to see what it does.
You stab it and just blood's all over the place. Hmm. You hear Gustav, thank you for that. Hey, all over the floor.
Hey, Gustav?
Yes.
I think blood is the least of our concerns.
It is still gross. Does not smell great.
Yeah?
Better than the smell earlier that was emitted by something.
He's doing the blinking at me again.
Can I do a history check to see if I have any idea what this thing might be?
Yeah, go ahead.
Anything about this, where they might come from?
Audrey, Sebastian, you guys do anything while he's doing this autopsy?
What does it smell like?
It smells like iron and kind of mildewy. Seven. It smells like iron and underground.
You got anything,
Naughty?
I'm going to look at Gustav.
Okay. He's standing there with a shotgun in his hands.
Cool. In Dwarvish.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm going to ask him if he can understand me.
Yes. So you two are talking in Dwarvish right now.
You have no idea?
I've never seen this before.
Ever?
In my life. No.
No, never, ever seen this
Nothing.
Before.
Nothing. Okay.
In the 10 years that I have been working here, I think it was 10 years. In the 10 years I have been working here, never seen
completely
anything.
New.
I have seen bandits. I have seen the living dead, like the occasional skeleton, goblins, but nothing of this sort.
What do you think we should do, Gustav?
Well, the thing is I should probably go report this back to the ranger station, but we need to get the survey finished. This is very important.
More important than what just happened?
You would be surprised how important this is to us, but yes. Well, not more important. I would say of equal importance.
Interesting.
It is a very important... What we are doing is very important. This is an important task, but... You know, we definitely 100% must report this.
So are we just going to keep looking at trees
I suggest
and let these things slaughter at night and then go back? Or what?
I suggest that I possibly go back to the ranger station and report this in.
Yeah, by yourself.
And you guys finish up the survey.
Sure. That doesn't sound great, Gustav.
I understand the gravity of the situation, but this is a very important thing.
Yeah.
Yes. We can all go back if you would like. I cannot force you to stay here.
Okay. Can we talk as a group?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you guys that Gustav wants to go back to the station to tell them about what happened and wants us to keep looking at trees.
I don't think that's a great idea.
I don't either.
I think, first of all, one person going by themselves, terrible idea. Secondly, I think we all need to go back because... I don't know about these two. Don't got much against these things. If silver is what kills them, we have one silver arrow. And maybe magic kills them. But, I mean...
Oh, yeah, what'd you roll for history?
Oh, only a 7. Not great.
Ooh, yeah, not great.
I'm down. I would be down with either idea, to be honest. This is a tad bit scary. Nothing I've never seen before. But maybe we could negotiate a little bit more moolah for us to stay.
I was going to say that I could offer you another 100 gold each.
I prefer my life to if any you are amount willing of gold to stay. You can offer. If I'm dead, I can't spend that extra 100 gold.
Rosalind makes very good points.
So unless you're like, I mean, if you leave us like the shotgun, maybe.
But then Gustav won't have...
I will not have weapon.
That's your only weapon?
I have several daggers and a hatchet.
No, that's valid.
We can go back as group if you would like. It's just we'll delay survey times.
How long do we have to do the survey?
We have a couple days, 5 days at most.
Like, so you're saying after 5 days, survey can't be done?
After 5 days, we will have to move on to next section of forest.
How long does the survey take, though?
Generally, three to 4 days. We have 5th day for travel time.
How long is the ride back to the station?
The ride back to the station was... Like, the ride from the station to here is, like, 5 hours.
Yeah, I think...
So we could do all of it.
I think we should go back.
Yeah, we could do all of it still.
5 hours. Yeah. Especially since it's only, what, like, 5?
Huh?
It's like 5 in the morning.
Yeah, we have an early start.
Yeah.
So 5, get to the ranger station, like, 10, do whatever there for, like, an hour or two, come back and work.
Okay.
Plus, especially since they bulk in an extra day for travel.
Yeah.
I think we could get it done.
Okay.
Yeah. I think maybe if I give Teddy extra pets, he'll go a little bit faster.
Some encouragement.
Just do like the Minecraft and you put a carrot on a stick in front of it.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
That's a callback.
He's actually not food motivated. He's only affection motivated. So.
Audrey, he's a pig.
And he's my best friend. What of it?
Roll animal handling.
Oh, no.
I mean, if you roll poorly, he's still, you know, he's not like he's going to turn on you and kill you. He just won't be your best friend.
I don't want to do it then. Fuck you.
You rolled that shit.
That's not fair.
You rolled that
shit. That is not fair.
I did say he was like a dog.
You did.
He's your best friend.
It is a pig.
So he's a pig. So yeah, like
you did.
They kind of like Winston
Churchill. They treat you like equals.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah.
False sense of friendship.
He loves you. It's like a dog.
Good.
He loves everyone.
Because I love him.
Okay. So you guys are departing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you leaving now while it's still dark?
No.
Oh,
you said it got light at 5. Is it 5 yet?
It's not 5 yet.
No, because it was like 4.
Okay. Oh, you did like an autopsy.
An autopsy. You did not. I was guesstimating 5-ish.
Yeah, so, as you finish up the autopsy, take your notes. You got your little tape recorder on your little tape recorder on a string hanging from the ceiling.
Sure.
Yeah, Mulder is there watching you do it.
It's a little creepy. I don't like how Mulder stares at people.
Hey, well, sometimes. Mulder's a weird guy, you know?
It's very true.
Yeah, you got to weigh out all that. You weigh out, like, you know.
X-Files.
Oh.
It's making a dumb reference, but I enjoyed it. Reference. Yeah, it's, I'm definitely also going to load the body on the back of my horse.
Okay, you taking the body with you?
You know what?
No, you totally can't. Like, it's not like...
I know, but then, like, vampires might smell it. Then again, they probably smell us anyways. We'll leave that one up to the coop decision. I think it might be important to bring it to prove what we're going up against, but it could also potentially give us unwanted attention.
Seems like as long as we stay on the path, we're probably Gucci, and if not, then we just dump the body and run.
Yeah, okay. I'm down to carry the body. It didn't smell like anything special to me. You know, my nose obviously can be trusted here.
Is it superior?
It's where I come from, it's the best nose.
Do you call it
your
nose?
God, I love this running joke of where I'm the best.
Hold on, would you call it the super sniffer?
Why would I call it the super sniffer?
Can you make distinct, can you smell distinct ingredients in food?
I think that I can.
I understand. Do you also drive a small blue Yaris?
Maybe a horse named Blue. Last name Yaris.
Fuck, that's good. Okay. Do you work at a pharmaceutical company?
Caleb. I've definitely put it on my resume.
I understand. Do you have a myriad of different nicknames?
Who the hell is this?
Gus from Psych.
Oh, God.
You mean MC Clap 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 Your Hands?
I haven't seen it in too long.
Oh, God. That was such a bad reference. So good.
It was a good reference. You just stretched it out. Because I was the only one who was... I thought he was eventually...
I thought he was going to eventually get
it. I was thinking, like, Blue Yaris, what is...
Yeah, I know. Cut that. Cut it for the podcast.
I might leave that in. That was pretty funny.
Okay. So you guys making your way out?
Yep.
You go outside.
I think before any time we go out, we're just going to check if there's any more vamps, but...
You check outside and... There's no living ones that you know. You roll perception if you would like, if you want.
Sure.
Are you just making that cursory, real quick look?
23.
Damn, Audrey, you roll perception? Sebastian? Or are you just going to trust your fellow companions?
I'll roll perception.
Because his eyes are the best eyes.
Never mind, that's a nat one.
Ooh, I got a 14.
You got a 14.
Apparently his eyes are not the best eyes, they're where he's come from.
No, they still are.
Low standards.
Shit seems Gucci.
Okay.
Nothing wrong whatsoever, Sebastian.
In my eyes.
In your eyes.
I'm just going to tell them, like, I don't see any living vampires.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look like there's anything going on. Sebastian.
Yeah.
There's something going on out there.
Okay, but I don't know.
No, you definitely see something moving in the bushes.
Okay.
Yeah. There's still something out there.
I point to whatever bush I saw. I was like, ah! There's a thing. There's a thing. Ah, it's okay. Ah, it was a thing. Do you guys see the... Do you guys see a thing here?
You guys watch a squirrel dart out of a bush.
Kind of put like my hand on it, like on his shoulder a little bit, because he's probably telling me, like, it's okay to be jumpy. We've had a crazy night.
No. I knew it was a squirrel. I was messing with you all.
Getting a little squirrely there, bud.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I'm just going to get on my horse.
D4 psych damage.
No! Oh, God. Okay. So you guys make your way out?
Yep. I'm just kind of like, I'm sure we're passing some of them bodies.
As you guys walk out, there's definitely dead bodies laying around.
Yeah, I just want to like make sure or just look at them to see if they're all just kind of getting killed by like arrows of silver and stuff.
Not all arrows. Some of them have like slash marks about their body.
But just kind of like...
Like some of them have bullet wounds and stuff.
Interesting.
But you also find some people.
Some people. Like, so they left some actual... people
yeah,
bodies.
You left some actual people bodies.
I'm gonna stop at one of these,
okay,
and just kind of do a quick like check of like, did he get bitten to death?
Are you?
And I'm also gonna loot the body.
You're gonna loot the body,
but like, not like secretly like.
Loot so the you body. Just you just like you just start investigating the body.
Uh huh. For science.
For science, yes, and gold.
Yep.
You find this person had a crossbow with 15 gold silvered arrows.
Oh wow, that's important.
Yeah. They had a silver dagger.
Oh, I'm taking that.
They are wearing leather armor. And on their neck, they have like four bite wounds.
Four bite wounds.
This person is white as a ghost.
Perfect. You said 15 arrows, right?
Yeah.
Silver arrows.
Are we going to count arrows?
If they're silvered, yes.
Okay.
Normal arrows, no.
Are there more dead bodies?
Yeah, there's like a few more.
Can I go find some silver arrows?
And I'm kind of like, when I pick them up, I'm like, hey guys, you might want to check some bodies. They have some arrows on them. Just refresh our, like, actually have something where we can fight people.
You find some silvered arrows, some silvered crossbow bolts, some silvered dagger. Like, you know, just their weapons seem silvered. You did find one of them. One of them was, like, wearing... One of them has is wielding a warhammer, like a silvered warhammer, and he obviously was, like, a cleric of the group. What's up?
You can definitely have that if you want it.
I would like to have the big shiny hammer.
You have the big shiny hammer.
My character can't wield that.
Oh, darn.
It's silver?
Yeah. All the weapons they had were silver.
Or even if she could, probably not her vibe anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, so how many arrows?
You probably flank 20 each.
Do these things do anything like special, or is it just kind of a...
They'll do full damage to the full undead. Damage.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
Besides that, you probably find like a total of 30 gold amongst all the dead bodies. Some rations, The more clergy looking individual has a spell book on him and like a holy symbol.
Did you say it was a crossbow that I found?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. You found 30 gold total. It looks like Sebastian has taken it all.
Okay. I can untake that.
I'm just saying. Looks like your elven friend has stolen all of the gold.
No. Everybody gets 10.
And then just one last thing I want to look for.
What's up?
Is there anything that indicates who these people were? Like if they were associated with a certain group?
Besides the cleric, not really.
The cleric had a holy symbol on him?
Yeah, he had like a spell book and like a holy symbol.
Which is like, can I do, I guess it's going to be a religion check.
Yeah, it was, no, it's, it. Yeah, religion.
Do I recognize?
Yeah.
Going to try to recognize the... Wow, that was a 17. Then it rolled to a 10, so 11.
It was a little bit of a light roll there.
I'm trying not to like eat it as much as possible.
Well, just don't talk while you eat it.
I'm trying to make you do less work for you, Sebastian.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I'll just bring plastic dye next week.
Okay.
Torm was the god. He's a worshiper of Torm.
Okay.
Yeah, which is the god of... Torm is the god who can... Torm, known as the True and the True Loyal Fury, was a god whose portfolio consisted of duty, loyalty, righteousness. His symbol was a right-handed gauntlet held upright with palm forward.
Oh.
Yeah. That's cool. He's a worshiper of Torm.
My whole goal here is I'm trying to gain information to try to just be able if we can track these people down.
Okay.
I don't know. Identifying characteristics. Yeah,
You guys do anything else? Are you mounting up and rolling out?
Autobots rolling out.
That one I made on purpose.
Unless there's any guns.
No.
Didn't think so.
Yeah, not yet.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
I just took 20 of the arrows. Okay. That's all I took. Is there any daggers?
Yeah.
I should take a dagger.
Okay.
It's like two daggers?
Yeah, there's the daggers are pretty common. Like each person has like four.
Is there
four
like any swords?
Yeah.
Like a short sword or like any
short swords?
Just short swords?
Short and long swords.
Are there any hand axes?
Yeah.
I take.
Okay.
How many?
Like four.
I take two.
Okay.
At this point, you can probably guess that everyone has a favorite weapon.
Yeah.
And this is what we're looking for.
Yes.
I have a warhammer and...
You have a persuader.
Sorry. Hand axes. Hand axes.
So I'm guessing you guys, you roll out and I guess everyone roll perception.
11.
Nat 20.
Oh, hey. Shit. Sebastian coming in.
Gustav got a 12. What'd you get, Audrey? Did a 1?
No.
I can't see it. Where the fuck did you guys go, Audrey?
Oh.
Daniel, that's a question. Is it longsword a two-handed weapon?
I'd have to look it up.
You can't. Yeah, you are. It's in her mouth.
Give it to me.
Drop it.
Don't drop it. Drop it. Drop it.
What was the roll?
It's covered in my spit. I don't know if you want to have that. I got an 8.
Oh, it's not that bad. It's okay. Sebastian got
a
nat 20.
An 8.
What did you get?
I got a nat 1.
Oh my god.
It's first down.
Audrey and Caleb.
Yes.
Everything is hunky dory.
Shit.
I did get an 11. Yay.
Nobody's going to believe me.
Hey, Sebastian.
I believed you.
Okay, this is true.
When the thing with the boogeyman. Yeah.
Okay. What do I notice?
So you guys have probably been traveling for, we'll say, two, 3 hours. And Sebastian, you're at the back of the pack. You have to be at the back of the pack still, just in case you want to get some of that ear stimulation going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You hear some rustling in the bushes.
movement of the needles in the trees.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like there's something moving through them.
That's it?
You gonna look?
Yeah, I'm gonna look.
You notice not weird white hunched over creatures, but people, like actual people, but they're wearing large black, like dyed black leather armor and large cloaks that billow behind them as they move through the woods. They're obviously trying to be sneaky. Like they're trying to move sneakily.
Multiple people?
Yeah. Probably like on the ground, five total, and probably two more in the trees.
Shit.
Yeah.
These people are so cool. All black on black.
Okay. All black on black ensemble.
I want to talk, but not in like a super loud voice.
Yeah.
Like enough that people around me can hear me.
Yeah.
Be like, I have a highly concerning thing I noticed. I think there's people following us.
What do they look like?
They smash and they stop.
They stop?
Yeah.
Oh, they stop. I think they heard me. They're kind of in black cloaks and stuff in the bushes behind us or next to us.
There's pathways that break up the blocks of trees. It's kind of hard to explain. Okay. Like,
just like there's a line of trees and they're behind the line or whatever.
Yeah, like so, like there's like, you know, like the forest itself is broken up into like massive blocks of trees, mm-hmm. and but splitting up the block, you know, the huge blocks of trees are little pathways that people can take,
like logging trails.
Yeah, kind of like logging trails, but you know, it's a tree farm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
and they're, you know, like they're off the side, they're off the trail, like moving through the shrubbery and underbrush of the blocks, yeah. The farm blocks.
Yeah, so there's definitely, like, not lying, I want to talk in the most factual voice I possibly can here. There are people following us. We should look.
What the fuck was,
like,
what's dwarf's name again?
By look.
Gustav?
No, go ahead, do your thing.
Do you want.
Look around.
Like, you want us to see
it?
Yes. Yeah.
Around. Roll perception.
There we go.
Fucking Christ.
Gustav got a 10.
I got a 17. 10.
None of you see this. It's the woods. There's some birds and squirrels moving around.
Gustav, how far away are we from the back, getting back?
We are still several hours.
Well, I think we need to pick it up, but
I understand.
Is there any, like, people? Any like blocks of people who are working, other forest rangers?
We might run into a logging crew, but the nearest block is... He looks over like a little signpost, like, we are at least 5 to 6 blocks away from the nearest person.
Okay. I get going.
Okay. Are we sure he... I am very sorry, but are we sure he is telling the truth?
Hey, Gustav?
Yes?
You were there when everything the fuck happened, right?
This is true.
Yeah, okay. I'm not doubting people anymore. I don't think he's making this up.
Last time he was right.
And that's true. He was right.
This is true. I'm very sorry for saying that. We should probably get going.
Yep.
Just letting you know I'm withholding a snarky remark, and I agree. We should keep going.
I understand. So as you guys are having this conversation, you didn't actually, I don't think you noticed, as several people wearing the all black walk into the pathway in front of you.
Oh.
So as you turn back around to continue, there are three of these tall, like fucking tall individuals clad head to toe in black leather armor. They have like their helmet fully covers their face. They're, you know, like they're wearing black armor, like metal helmets, and they have long coats that encompass most of their body that drag down to the floor, coats, cloaks. And there's three of them standing in the pathway in front of you.
Do we all see them now?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, who are you?
They stand there and stare. Okay, so you got, there's three of these very tall, probably in the 7-foot range individuals clad in all black standing in the road in front of you. And as you turn around to look at them, three more stand in the road behind you.
Great.
I just yell at them and they didn't respond.
They say nothing. Stoic. Quiet.
What do you want? This is going to be stoic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is going to be interesting. I'm just going to try to ride past them.
As you begin walking towards them, one of them just holds their hand up like in the universal stop.
I stop.
Okay.
And I look at him and I ask him, why are they stopping us?
Because we... Oh, fuck. Son of bitch, this is hard. Vampire accent, very hard to do.
Ooh, Transylvanian fucking...
I want to suck your blood.
That one. There, you just gotta have a line.
Blah.
That gets you into it.
Play is stop. The master will be here very soon to talk to you. We suggest you sit and wait.
By suggest, I think you mean we have
You
no
should
other,
probably sit and no wait or we will have to hurt you.
We have no other choice.
You have no other choice.
It's fair.
Is this like a text-to-speech vampire?
Text-to-yep.
Like Wally having sex with a speaking spell.
Yeah, I'm just gonna...
Do not worry, the master will be around very soon.
About how soon?
Possibly a matter of minutes.
Okay.
You have all the time in the world now.
Can I make a DM request really quickly?
Yeah, what's up?
Can one of the vampires, if not the master, but ideally the master, have a lisp?
Hello, I'm the master. I can't do a lisp in that voice. Oh, I totally can do a lisp in that voice.
Just, it's kind of like Wolken. It's kind of like a Wolken voice. Kith.
Now, Kith. You make the penis of Kith. Touch the nipples.
What is your master's name?
The Grand Master.
That's it? Just full on Grand Master?
Not Grand Master Wizard.
Oof. Don't have him come in a purple robe.
Oh, maybe I was gonna say boo. Maybe not.
There goes our southern audience.
No.
The Vampire Lord of Duke.
God damn. Once again, guys, I think we're on the wrong side. That's so much cool names. Okay.
What's your name?
This does not concern you. Do not worry.
Okay.
So they're just gonna stand here. Probably like 5 to 10 minutes passes.
I'm just gonna keep giving Teddy head pats and okay. go, it's okay, it's okay. Because right now, Teddy is my friend.
Yep.
My best friend.
Does he still have his hand up?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Damn. Why?
I wanted to high five him.
I could say, I felt like a mage high five was coming.
Crisp high five.
I don't have mage hand.
What?
No. Why would you do this to us?
I think hypothetically I could learn it. I'm not sure though, actually.
Jacking like off would, at night will be very hard now.
I feel like they would kill us.
The cold embrace of the mage hand.
I look at Gustav and I'm like, do you know anything about this Grand Master?
No, I've never heard of this Grand Master. I do not like what is going to happen.
I mean,
this
no
seems
one
very
does.
Much like an ambush.
Wow, shocker!
Don't be sassy with me. I am trying my hardest.
I'm sorry. You only told me last night. There's nothing to worry about in the woods. Holy
they're
shit,
generally,
bud.
There's
a lot to worry about in the woods.
There's generally very little to worry about here. You know, I have been attacked by a bobcat once.
Gustav, I apologize. Yes. Nothing you could have predicted here. Not like in our situation.
I understand.
As he says that,
I deflect with humor and sarcasm.
Oh, good. This is great in situations such as this. Humor and sarcasm, great for very tense standoff situations. Don't worry, kidnappers, we are fine.
As this is going down, you see a bat kind of descend from the trees in front of you, and as it hits the ground, like a whoosh,
and a tall vampire lord is standing in front of you, dressed impeccably in a black tuxedo. You see a powerful man, skin white as paper, but a powerful built man. He has slicked black hair, little fangs pointing out of his lips. He's a very good looking man. He has a nice dark, did I say black hair?
Yes.
He's more of a dark brownish mahogany hair. He's powerful. He looks powerful in a nice tuxedo.
Mahogany.
Oh yeah, it's that color. It's a nice brownish
Can
color.
Can I say something to him?
Yes.
Good sir, you are very attractive.
character well, development.
Well, thank you. I am the Vampire Lord of Thuk, ruler of these woods. Why are you here in my woods?
He's got like a chip. Like,
is he talking to me?
Yes, he's looking at. He's got like a strong, chiseled face. He stands with an elegance though, and he makes some gestures with his hands, and they're very smooth.
I'm flustered.
He has piercing red eyes. Also, like they, every if he looks at you, you feel like he is looking into your soul.
I think at this point, Rose straightens
Hot.
Up a little bit.
Sploosh.
No. She straightens up with acts, kind of gives him confidence and just looks at him We were contracted to do some surveying through the...
Was I talking to you?
Sorry. I thought you were just addressing people. My comrade is apparently speechless for the first time ever.
I'm like flustered. Like, oh, you're a very large
man. I'm like twirling my hair.
Gustav is like, oh, we're going to fucking die, aren't we?
I'm like, I am sorry that we appear to be in your force. I'm gonna toss this one over to my main man Gustav over here. I think, Gustav.
Do you need a moment alone in force? 1 second. Do you need a moment alone?
I think there's some more pressing matters at the moment.
You do understand the gravity of the situation that we are in.
Oh yeah, feeling a lot of gravity right now.
Oh sweet Jesus! I understand. He looks at this.
I understand.
He looks over at the tall man.
My friend, this is not your forest. I am very sorry. You do not own this land. Yes, my furry friend.
Nope. Yeah.
The man looks at him,
but you are here.
This is going to be hard.
These two accents are going to be horrifying together.
I want to suck your blood, yes, but you are in my land now. Please, remove yourself.
Gustav looks at him.
Sir, this is not your land. This is our land. This is the land of Havencrest.
This land is your land. This land is my land. The precursor, the eye contact that happened as we both knew exactly what was about to happen. That was fantastic. I'm so sorry. Please continue.
So, as he says this, the vampire, no, you are mistaken.
Makes a gesture with his hand, and quite rapidly, one of the cloaked individuals behind him raises a hand. There's a twang noise, and just... like arrow just sprouts from Gustav. Just falls over.
Uh-oh. Did you just kill Gustav?
I just murdered Gustav.
The voice was too hard.
Daniel!
No, that not really.
No.
But now his life is just a little bit easier.
As Gustav is sitting there, he like... Please. And it just kind of like... Goes limp.
Sir, there's no more need for violence. We will leave immediately.
Ah, good. I like your decision.
Our friend was...
Your friend was getting
unfortunately mouthy. Mistaken on who controls
I believe
what.
You are all mistaken.
We were just hired through them. I'm sorry if there was any trespass on our part.
Don't worry. I need the messengers. But I believe only one messenger will probably be required.
I'm going to try to do a precise persuasion roll here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out the right words for it. Yeah, that is possible.
Yes.
But if one person comes back from the woods telling a crazy story of being attacked, that person's just going to be written off as a crazy person. They're going to need at least two people to verify the story. No, one person plus two people to verify the person's story. So three people together to verify the story.
That
will make it believable. Because two people, still crazy. Three... It's no coincidence.
I think we need a bit of a translation of what just happened there, because Caleb said two people, and then Sebastian had a very what-the-fuck look at him, and then held up three fingers.
Sorry, what I meant to say is like one plus two people to verify the one person's story, so three people. Sorry, I was doing mental math.
Anyways.
Okay.
If we were going based off that, they could just point it off to mass hysteria.
It's a valid point, but mass hysteria usually is crowds of people, not... I'm just trying to do whatever it takes for me to get a persuasion roll, because it's what I'm good at.
You can roll that persuasion roll. I don't know if you're the most persuasive person here, but...
Plus eight.
Shit!
Oh,
whoa.
Shit.
I took expertise in this.
He got an 18.
I got a nat 20, so 28.
Shit. Okay, yeah.
You were saying about not being the most persuasive one here.
He looks at you.
I understand. You may pass, all three of you, but I want you to take a message back to your employers.
Absolutely, sir.
This land is not theirs. This land belongs to the Vampire Duke. Do you understand?
Loud and clear.
Good.
Now, just a point of clarification. Are you the Vampire Duke?
I am the Vampire Duke, yes.
Okay.
This accent's fucking atrocious.
Is that... This is... So we shall refer to you as the Vampire Duke?
Yes.
Okay.
You can also refer to me as by my full title, the Vampire Lord of Duke.
What the
Take this message back to your employers. Absolutely. We are no longer welcome here.
Quickly.
This is my land. Do you get that?
Will do, good sir.
Good. Very good. Now scurry along, small children.
Ben, just gonna go as he said and just go quickly.
All right, so he steps to the side of the road along with the other three dudes, and you guys can go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can we take Gustav's body?
You can try, yeah.
Did the dude already leave?
No, they're just standing there watching you.
I'm going to ask him. I'm going to say, is it okay if we take our friend back?
I don't see why not.
For greeting purposes. Okay. Perfect. So
I can't get a full lift, so you're going to have to deal with that.
I'm gonna get off of Teddy,
okay.
And then I'm going to put Gustav back on his boar.
Okay.
And then I have some rope, so I'll attach the rope to his boar, to my boar, so that they... Yeah, anyways.
Okay.
We got ourselves a convoy.
What was it? 12 freedom-loving hippies and a microbus.
Yep. Full of dynamite.
I fucking love that song so much. Okay. So you... You hog-tie a titty.
Fuck! Teddy.
Teddy. Okay, so Freudian slip there apparently. You hog tie Teddy to his hog. Wait, what is hog tie? Isn't that where like
you tie all four of the feet together?
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be a hog tie.
I was trying to make a really bad pun. Okay, you tie Teddy to his hog, and you guys leave.
I tie Gustav.
Gustav.
No, I tie the two hogs together. Okay, yes.
I think we all know what's happening.
We know what's happening, and I'm just a dumbass.
Yep, and then we just...
You make your way
mosey
out.
On down the happy trail.
As you leave, you get one last, I hope you understood the message I gave you.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, will do, got it, sir.
He gives you a look, Sebastian. Sultry and fiery.
I get flustered. I'd give the horse like a slap or something and trot away.
Okay.
So, several hours pass uneventfully, but roll that perception check again.
I also want to just say really quickly, at some point when we're right next to each other, I'm just going to give... Xylus, like a really crisp high five for what happened.
I got an 11.
I'm doing perception.
What are we doing? Perception?
Yeah.
I should have remembered this better. 13.
22.
Audrey,
they're pretty much the whole time you're being followed by several of these dudes in black.
Okay.
Yep.
We all speak different languages, don't we?
I know a fuck ton of them. I know Elvish. I think he knows Elvish.
And that's it?
I also know Orcish and Common.
Nobody knows Dwarvish or Primordial.
No.
I know Celestial, Common, Draconic, Druid, Elvish, Goblin.
Okay. I'm just going to really quietly go, they're still following us.
Just and kinda, that's it. Just kind of down my head. Like,
Yep.
Sounds about right.
Just keep going. Just keep swimming, swimming. Just keep swimming.
What do we do?
We swim. Swim.
So you guys continue on for several more hours until you finally, you begin to hear the sounds of forestry things happening. Mark, I can't say like chainsaws and shit because that doesn't exist, but...
Wood chopping.
You hear wood chopping, the sound of saws and trees crashing to the floor. Actually, you do hear the loud of like some sort of like log slicing machine for cutting logs up into boards. Well, it's a big bandsaw blade cooking along.
Yeah.
At 10 trillion up,
I just really enjoyed this sound.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Where are you guys going to go?
Back to the station?
Yeah, the ranger station.
I'm just going to say you know the way. I don't want you to get lost or anything in the woods. So
thank God.
Yeah. You make your way.
Doesn't Audrey have like a ranger thing where she can't get lost?
This is true. So yeah, you guys get back perfectly. You get back to the little rear lot of the ranger station. There's a lot less equipment there, right, than there was yesterday. You going in?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Are you just going into the ranger station?
I'm gonna stay outside.
Okay.
Do we still have the mounts?
Yeah?
Yeah. So I'm going to stay outside with all the mounts and with Gustav's body.
I'm just going to walk right in and try to find Rick.
I'm going to also walk in.
All right. You walk right in, and as you walk in, behind the desk now is a probably younger woman, probably in her mid-20s. She's an elf. So mid-20s for an elf, which is probably like 54 or something.
Excuse me, ma'am?
Oh, hi!
Is Rick around?
No, not right at the moment. Why?
We have a big problem.
Oh, okay.
Problem. We were attacked by vampires and Gustav's dead.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Big problem.
Vampire Lord of Duke.
That was a great way to say that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shock you, but it's serious. I'm sorry.
I have to call the guard.
Yeah. Okay. No, absolutely. Whatever you need.
Okay. I gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she quickly runs from behind the desk out the front door, running, just booking it down the street.
So I just see some chick run out of the office.
You just see a small woman wearing ranger clothes just booking it down the street.
It was a high elf, right?
No.
Just forest elf.
Just a forest. Okay, forest. So just
elf. As she's running down the street. Guards! Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to poke my head in the door.
You poke your head in the door.
And I go, what? How'd that go? How did that go?
I thought as best as it's going to happen. I mean,
I think we may have startled the young lady.
But, I mean,
okay.
Getting attacked by vampires is pretty startling.
Hey, Audrey.
Yeah, Daniel.
You're sitting outside and you have a dead body on the mount. So.
Yeah.
Someone who is probably passing by, like, yo, is that what I think it is? Did you,
I'm sorry, I'm bringing back my dead friend so that we can grieve.
It's like a human dude. He's just he kind of looks a little shocked.
I had a long day,
looks
dude.
Like just a guy, is that?
I'm not here to entertain. Yes, my friend is dead. Thank you.
I'm so sorry. Do you need the gun?
Thanks. Yes. Okay. I believe another person couldn't hurt. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the guard.
He begins briskly walking down the street.
Good.
Yeah. You guys inside, you're just going to stand there awkwardly?
I guess walk out and
I'm just going to stand here.
Okay. Literally as you walk out the door, you hear the door behind the desk open. Someone hello?
Hello?
You walking back in?
I've stayed in.
Oh, you stayed
in. I walked back in, I guess.
I didn't leave.
Okay. There is a tall-ish dragonborn man. He looks a little wizened and aged. He has the equivalent of some gray hairs poking through.
Yeah.
He's wearing the same, green outfit, but he's wearing a small pair of glasses perched in his nose. Something going on out here, sir?
Is he talking to me?
Shit, you're a lady.
Yeah,
Is there something okay?
Yeah, sir, we got attacked in the woods by some vampires.
Are you okay?
We're good, but okay. But unfortunately Gustav is not.
He comes walking out, taking off the glasses. Does Gustav need medical attention?
Unfortunately,
Gustav dead, bro.
Unfortunately, no. Unless you know how to resurrect people.
Ooh. Gustav, he's outside.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry if he was a friend of yours. I mean, he's been here 10 years. I mean, he's a good guy.
Oh no! Please, could you show me the body?
I point him outside.
He walks outside.
Hi.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
Oh no! That is not. That's. It's not great. What the fuck happened?
Is he talking to me?
He's just kind of saying that, looking at you guys what the fuck happened?
Vampires.
Vampires.
Well, okay. It seems we were hired by the rangers, of course, to...
Is everybody outside?
I'm still inside.
I want to go outside.
They're staying...
We're all just in the same area.
The dude's standing on the front porch of the ranger station.
Okay, yeah.
We're hired to do a job with Gustav here, where everything was going all right, doing some survey. I think it was going well. Our duties were performed admirably. And then... when we were going to sleep, a bunch of fucking vampires start killing,
Vampires.
Do we know they're vampires yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Seemed to be
vampires.
That way.
Vampires.
Seemed to be that. There was a very angry Duke vampire guy. He was pretty hot. But,
Okay, can it be my turn?
Go for it. Go for it.
Vampires?
Vampires. If you don't believe me, that's not my fucking problem. But what happened is a bunch of people died.
Vampires.
Yes, a bunch of people died. Gustav is dead. And some fucking big dude in a black coat told us not to go out into the forest anymore because it's his land.
What?
Excuse me, sir?
He was the...
Yes.
I point at my horse. There's a monster there that attacked people last night.
Huh?
Yeah, it's on the back.
Whoa!
Yeah.
What the fuck is...
I don't know.
He, like, walks up to, like...
Those were just, like, the... I guess, like, vampire dog creatures.
I gotta go get Rick.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Someone should go get the guards.
Yeah. We have two people on that.
Okay. Now you believe us. Yeah. Thanks.
He walks inside, and you hear, like, him, like roughly, first the fucking rock, to fucking speaking stuff.
Also, like, for the record, the fact that it did take...
Oh, fuck, it never works somebody. When you need it. Son of a bitch. What's up?
I said I do like how it did take three of us to convince somebody about the story.
It was really that. That was the... It was the move to bring the body.
Definitely planned. So after... Are you two guys just, like, awkwardly standing outside of these dead bodies?
Absolutely just hanging with my best friend sitting next to Teddy.
Okay.
Some hugs, some pets, all those things.
He's rooting around your back for something to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going after that heart attack hardcore.
I mean, I'm not going to let him eat any of my things in my bag. I'm definitely going to take my bag off and, like, make sure I protect it. But at the same time...
He seems hungry.
I'm going to pop inside. I'm going to grab a druid bar. I'm going to come back out and I'm going to put it on the ground for him to eat. Obviously, I'm going to take the plastic off.
Of course.
He doesn't need any of the plastic. Yeah. But, like, I'm going to give him the bar. Yeah.
Caleb, you're just going to stand. You're just going to, like, wait.
Yep.
Okay.
I have nothing else to do.
After, like, 5 minutes, several guards dressed in the local guard colors, which seems to be green. Like every kind of like law enforcement individual here kind of just wears green. Several individuals wearing green armor they look obviously like police officers come walking up and what appears to be the problem. We hear that there was an attack in the forest.
I think we just kind of...
I'm just going to point.
Yeah, just kind of running through the same story we had.
Okay. Right. Vampires?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no vampires around here.
The Lord Master Vampire fucking something of Duke.
Right.
Yes.
There hasn't been vampires around here for a very long time.
Well, there's clearly one right there.
Okay. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a small problem. Just a tiny one.
Maybe medium. Maybe medium.
Okay, so maybe medium at least. At this point in time, from around the building, Rick comes walking up. What the fuck happened?
We have to do it again.
Can we just have everybody be caught up to
speed? I'm going to point one hand at the vampire, and I'm going to point another hand at Gustav, and that's it. I'm just going to go, no good.
And just catch
no
him
good.
Up.
everyone's just like standing like, this is not ideal.
Big man said, don't go in forest.
That's, what? No.
Is this Rick?
Yeah, Rick's like, no, what? Big man?
Do you want to go there, Rick? Do you want to go in the forest and find out?
I was just in the forest. What's the forest? Let's just go inside, guys. Get some coffee. The police will take care of the bodies. And we'll just talk about this. How about that?
Cool.
Okay, yeah, let's go inside. Have a talk.
Shouldn't we do something with Gustav?
Listen, not gonna lie. Never had to deal with a dead body before. Crime rate around here, surprisingly fairly low. The last homicide happened a while ago, before I moved here. So this is kind of new.
Is there a coroner?
We got a coroner, but he also, you know, doubles as one of the clerics here. So gotta find him.
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't we go back into the office? You can explain what the fuck went down. And we'll go from there. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You guys want coffee?
Yes, please.
That would be delightful.
Do you have tea?
We could probably find some tea.
Thank you.
I will take the strongest coffee that you have.
Okay. So he takes you into the front sitting area and then back into the office, which is just like this little... It's a little cramped, like... It's just like a one, you know, one room. There's a couple desks in here with some typewriters at them. One raw wall is covered in like cubbies and stuff, and there's some clothes hanging up and whatnot. It's like a cramped little work office area. And he pulls up some chairs and lays them out, and he puts some coffee out and stuff. He's like, why does everyone just like sit down? We'll figure this out, okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He hands you a cup of the blackest coffee you've ever seen.
Thank God.
Yep. He hands you a cup of hot water and just some like tea bags he found. You're not sure how old they are.
This is fine.
It's just tea. That's fine. He hands you a cup of coffee.
I pull out a bag of sugar and pour it in.
Have you consolidated all of the sugar packets into your own fucking bag?
Is not that all of that them. Is? Not all of them, but I definitely just had a lot.
Okay, so he sits down in a chair. Just... All right. Let's break this down. What the fuck happened?
Who wants to do it?
Give me a play-by-play.
Who wants to do it?
So I'll do the play-by-play. We showed up. Mm-hmm. We did work until it was duskish. We took care of stuff. We're about to go to sleep. Actually, we did sleep around 3 a.m. Sounds of battle happened, screaming. We all got startled by it. We woke up. That monster you saw on the back of my horse, there was hundreds of them. I don't know, 20, like dozens. I don't know.
Okay.
Attacking a group of adventurers that we don't know who they were. Slaughtered them all. We woke up. I mean, we got to daylight, did an autopsy on one of these things.
Is that the...
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, weird thing. That doesn't matter. Yep. We decided that it's good for all of us to come back because one going by themselves was probably dangerous and staying was also dangerous. We came back. We got... I wouldn't say ambushed, but we got stopped by 7 of these vampires and they told us to wait for the master or they would attack us, which, once again... Seemed like the best place to wait. Master shows up, claims that it's his words. Gustav got an argument saying it was not his words and then was Havencrest words. He got shot with a bow and arrow after that, or a crossbow after that, killed him pretty much instantly. And we were able to convince him that he needed all of us to come back to deliver the message that Vampire Lord of Duke is, it's his words, not your guys' words, and everyone needs to stay the fuck out of it.
Right. Okay. Do you know who the vampires are?
C-93.
So the... Okay.
Bingo.
Ding dong.
Yahtzee?
Yahtzee.
Wish I had the bones. Okay. Are you sure, like... You sure you weren't all having, like, some Rick? Horrifying...
There is a fucking vampire
outside. That's true. Okay.
Do you want me to bring him inside?
No.
Do you want... I can hold him up look him in the face.
Look, it's all... You know, it's kind of new. Pretty peaceful place. Not a lot of murders by horrifying monsters.
Before I came here, I was looking for mushrooms in the woods. So, I'm just as startled as you are.
Okay.
I understand.
Right, okay.
Cool. Do you need anything, Ranger Rick?
No, I don't think I need anything. Listen, there's a lot going on right now, and this isn't really awesome. Something like this happening around, not the best thing. We're kind of in the middle of the harvest season. Shit's tense enough as is. We got deadlines to meet, and just someone go... They kill Gustav! Fuck, okay.
If you keep sending rangers out into the woods, they're gonna die. Like, guaranteed.
But listen, I think we'll send town guard. We'll probably send some people out to go check it out.
I get that it's like harvest season, but like,
listen,
vampires.
Listen, harvest season is very important, right?
Why?
Because it is the sole income of the town.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot going on.
More people go into the woods. More people die.
Yep.
Yep. Bad for economy. Yeah. Just saying. Print more money, dude.
What? It's not how it fucking works. I can't do that. Okay. I'm going to go talk to the mayor. You guys hang around for a while. Don't dip out of town, okay?
No.
Okay.
Can you kind of like lead the way or show me how I can like help deal with Gustav and his body? Like, does he have a family?
Gustav's family will be notified of the death.
Yeah. Do I need to go get someone?
No, you'll be fine. The police will take care of it. Right now, the big issue is A, vampires. B, we don't need more people dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
We do not have the, we could say, manpower to deal with vampires right now.
Yeah.
This is not like Isladel, where they have a large army to deal with this, or Atla, where they could just wipe anything off the face of the planet they want to. We don't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is fairly alarming.
Yeah. No, yeah. We're on the same page about that, Ranger Rick. Yep. So hang tight.
You guys just hang tight in town. I'm going to go talk to the mayor and all that. Come find you when we're done. Yeah. It's not great.
Cool.
Not the way I wanted my day to go. I don't think the way anyone wanted their day to go. Gustav died. It's not awesome. He's going to stand up. Yeah. I got some people to talk to. You guys do what you need to. He walks out.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave you two. I'm going to say that I'm going to the bar. I'm going to a bar. I'll find one. And then I'm going to go. Anybody come with me?
Sounds good.
You can come with me? You don't have to. That sounds
positively delightful. Getting a wee bit hammered would be
sick. A wee bit is... there you go.
The solutions to our problem.
Quite advantageous, especially emotionally. Anyways...
Yeah. Alcohol.
I'm going to go outside.
The solution to life's problems.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what I'm going to do. Stop. I'm going to hop on Teddy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take Teddy to the bar and I'm going to tie him up. I'm assuming, is there some kind of mount?
Oh, yeah. There's totally like a tie up.
So thing. I'm going to tie him up and I'm going to reckon that I already grabbed a granola bar for him. And then I'm going to tie him up. I'm going to unwrap the granola bar, put the wrapper in my backpack.
Yeah.
Give Teddy the granola bar and I'm going to go inside.
You go inside.
Are we doing anything with Gustav's body?
The police have taken
this. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And the white, horrifying creature body has also been taken away. Rick is... You pass Rick as he's walking down the street, just like... Just not looking like he's having a good day. Yeah. Are you two following Audrey to the bar?
Yep. Yeah, it seems like she just, like, knows where the bar is, right?
They're not hard. It's like,
I walked through town.
Yeah.
To get to the ranger station.
Yeah. And you just know where everything is, because ranger.
I just took note... Oh, well... I was going to say I, like, walked past a bar and I just picked that one because I walked past it.
So you go to a place called the Tree's Canopy.
I love it.
A small, homely tavern. There's already some people in here. Some have been, it's like noon. Whatever. There's some people in here already enjoying a meal. There's a couple of people drinking. There's a pudgy, very warm-looking, haveling woman behind the bar. She's wearing an apron. It's a very nice place. One might say homely. It's warm.
Is there an inn?
What?
Is there an inn above it?
Yeah, there's an inn attached.
Okay.
I definitely want to go talk to the halfling woman behind the bar.
You walk up to the bar and the halfling woman looks up. You say, oh, dearie, how's it going?
Margaret.
What can I get for you?
I'm going to get a Paloma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to extend my hand. I'm going to go, hi, my name's Velvet.
It's Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. Nice to meet you. Help?
You just need a Paloma?
For now, yeah. I have some friends that are coming in, though.
You guys are probably in the bar at this point.
Yeah, I want to walk up to the bar. Okay. Wait for the bartender.
I got some friends that they might.
Oh, hello, dearies. How are you?
Good. I'm doing just darling today. Do you have an AMF?
I believe I can make something.
Okay, you are familiar with the AMF.
Yes.
Okay. Don't skimp on those shots. I want four.
I understand.
It's
okay.
1 o'clock.
And where I come from, there is no such thing as the time to drink.
I come from reference. Like, so fucking much.
Caleb, she's going to look at you. Can I get anything, dude?
Oh, just something simple. Nothing.
Would you like a beer?
Maybe something a little bit more than that. A little harder.
Just some scotch?
Yeah, sure. That sounds fine.
All right. So you guys get your respective drinks.
Sebastian, you watch her make it, and she's just pouring in all the things.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. Just boop, 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 boop.
As AMFs go, yeah, you know.
Sticks a straw in there. Hands.
I think there's like a slice of orange or lemon.
Yeah.
It's lemon. Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Is there anyone else in the bar? Specifically, anyone who's doing like some sort of gambling?
There's some guys playing some cards in the corner.
Good. Rose is just gonna kind of slowly wander her over there and get involved in the card game.
Okay. You want to just play? They're playing like blackjack or whatever. Just
this is fine.
Generic card gambling.
Sure, I have proficiency in generic card gambling.
Okay. roll.
She's just very analytical about the whole game.
Roll gambling. She can count the cards. Roll gambling. Add proficiency bonus. I don't know.
Oh, that was not great. It was an 8.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have a great. You don't do so awesomely. You don't like tank it, but you don't really make any money. You're a little in the red.
That's about right.
Sebastian, Audrey, are you guys just gonna...
Here's my plan. Are you sitting at the bar?
Yeah.
You're sitting at the bar? Okay. I'm gonna say that I'm also sitting there. Margaret's gonna give me my drink.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
I'm gonna take my drink and take a sip of it, and then I'm just gonna stare at you.
At me?
Yep.
I'm gonna stare back. I don't have a drink with me at the moment. I'm gonna stare back and pick up the AMF.
Yeah.
And just eye contact and just chug the whole thing. Not quickly, but just like chugging. Nonstop.
Oh my glug, God.
Glug. Yeah. Glug.
So.
There is no constitution roll for this.
Yeah.
You're just going to be a little fucked up.
It's an AMF.
You're
just going to
be a little fucked
up. Who are you?
Me? Oh. You're making me think of my backstory.
It just dawned on me that we don't actually know each other.
Yeah.
Like none of us actually fucking know each other.
As you say, none of us actually fucking know each other in the corner. You see Rose like, son of a bitch!
I think she's calmer than that, but just kind of frustrated.
Rose looks grumpy.
Yeah.
Who am I? See, now, that is quite the loaded question.
I mean, it's like listen, the Jackie Chan no, movie. Dude, you're not trying to get into college. Like, it's not, you don't need to do like a whole essay.
Yeah.
But just like, where are you from? How old are you? Can I trust you?
Yeah, hold on, let me go to that page of my thing.
It can also, like, it doesn't have to be dialogue if you don't want it to be. But I just would rather us be friends already.
Yeah.
So that.
Yeah, convenience.
Yeah.
So, as you know, my name is Xylus Ramsbottom, family name. I had a little bit of a fall.
You hear the bartender chuckle. As she walks by.
I need to add family name at the end of this. I'm considered a high elf, you know, from a good family. They kind of don't like me anymore, though. Haven't seen the fam in a little bit. I do my best caring for the forest. I am just the best at caring for my land. Like, that's purely the thing. Occasionally, I pray to my god, the Great Ford. He grants a lot of good wishes for me. You know, canonically, this makes no sense
out of that character, a druid would
like Ford.
Out of character, are you a trust fund baby that got cut off from the family?
Yeah.
Because that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty much. I'm about 22. You know, been twindling around. I had a lot of jobs. I think I'd be considered proficient in pretty much everything. Where I'm from, but you got been around for my age, you know.
So
hold on, do you need a refill on that drink?
I'm getting a little drunk, right? I could go for another one. Yeah, let's freaking do another one.
Okay, honey.
I'm still sipping my Paloma. I'm like halfway done.
She makes you up you another AMF.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same thing.
Same
doesn't
thing.
Go light on it.
Doesn't go light on it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm hearing a lot about this like where I'm from thing. I would love to know like where are you from? Like who or do you live with and what kind of environment are you used to?
I'm gonna lean over to her. Like in your ear. It's like, can I trust you?
Yes.
I live alone in the woods in the cottage.
Yo, me too.
Hey.
That's fantastic.
Where are you? So
don't worry, I won't tell your secret.
Okay, thank you. Where are you from? Obviously, I know where you live now.
Around.
Okay, well.
I'm a bit of a nomad. I have a tribe back home on the East Coast. But I decided to kind of a journey and figure some shit out within myself. Not really in a spiritual way, but just in a chaotically, my life is boring way. So.
Did you do the whole, take a backpacking trip in Europe to find yourself?
Are you on a walkabout?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like now I'm here.
Yeah.
And my hobby is collecting poisonous things.
I dig it. I like shrooms. Yeah.
Maybe not the ones that I have.
Mushrooms. This is the final mushroom.
I tend to very, very much of the shrooms in my gardens.
But
your gardens,
yeah,
growing in your sock drawer.
I'm not gonna ever admit that, but like fucking Xylus absolutely has mushrooms growing out of one of his drawers. Like it's a dirty, gross cottage.
Oh my god, we need to get a Xylus's cottage. Hold on, I need to write a note.
You know, I just kind of go around making friends with the animals and exploring.
Me too. That's my whole
forest
thing.
Type of thing. Yeah, I lived a lot of life on the East Coast, and now I'm just.
Yeah, I just commune with nature, and it really just like builds me up and makes me feel elevated.
So why are you guys having this conversation before we end it here? Caleb.
Yes.
You got what I texted you.
Yeah.
When that happens, people start to get a little rowdy.
And I just kind of look at everyone else besides the one guy. I'm like, guys, there's one simple way to solution. It's like one simple solution. Obviously, he loses all his money. We take it and we split it with the rest of us.
Shit. You don't even roll anything. Just go, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes,
and I mean, I'm not even talking about his winnings. I'm just talking about like all the gold he has on him because he's a cheater. We don't know how much he's been cheating.
Holy shit. So he looks at you, he was like a goblin man. He's like, what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, don't cheat.
Oh.
I've never heard cheaters never prosper.
Oh. So.
I mean, it's either gold that these guys are going to get rowdy. So, I mean, gold or it feels like they want to kill you. So, I'm not me personally, but like, I'm trying to help you out here, bud.
Okay.
Sounds good, bud.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hand it over.
Okay. He starts like emptying his pockets. Okay.
Yep.
Can I go home now?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I look at everyone else like, satisfied? Sounds good.
Okay. And he just walks up and he walks out of the bar. That was not the way I was expecting it to go. Cool. So you continue on with your game of poker. Audrey and Sebastian.
Oh, no. I think after that point, I take the golden lead.
Okay.
I think I don't. If one person's cheating, probably multiple people are cheating. And I'm already, I think I'm so up off that gold.
You actually get into the black on this and you make five whole gold.
That's fine. Not losing money. And I look at everyone's like, good game, guys. So, unfortunately, one person cheese. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so before we end, where are you off to?
Just going to rejoin my companions.
Okay. You walk up to the bar and they're having some sort of conversation.
We're just trauma dumping to each other.
Just going to sit there and observe it.
Instant nature chaos friends.
There we go. I like it.
Yeah.
Great. It's the there's the meme of like there's just a dog sitting there like never mind. Don't fucking worry about it. Worry about it.
I'll cut it. It's fine.
Cool.
Is he wearing a hat?
Don't worry about it. It is not.
Okay, never mind.
It was a shitty meme I saw, and I thought you guys would know it.
Well, yeah, and I'm asking if it's the one where he's wearing a hat.
No, it's not the one where like the dog's sitting a hat. Like everything is fine.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. Don't worry about it.
Should we like get rooms and end it here or just end it here?
I say we were just going to end it here with you two probably slowly.
Because it's still middle of the day.
Sebastian, you're getting fucking shatteracked.
Yeah.
Audrey.
My intention was to drink like one or two drinks, but like slowly so that I'm not drunk.
Yeah.
But it's just taking a little bit of the weight off my shoulders, man.
Caleb, are you going to?
No, I'm following what Audrey
thought. Okay, so you're gently sipping on your whiskey.
Yeah.
Sebastian, your stuff costs like 5 silver.
Are we going to keep track of this or
not? Yeah.
The silver?
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
I'm just going to actually.
Hold on.
I still don't know the conversions for money in D&D.
But I'll just make it easier. Since I won 5 gold, I'm just going to walk up to the barkeep with 1 gold. But like, I think this should cover all of us.
Yeah, it totally does.
Thank you. And just keep the rest.
Okay. So, Sebastian, you're just going through MFs, right? Like, that seems like the vibe you're going for. So, Sebastian's going to get totally fucked
up. I'm pretty hammered.
You're going to get totally destroyed.
Yeah.
Cool. Some nice outro music here, maybe?
Maybe, you know. Yeah. I kind of wanted to say thank you, everybody, for listening to the first episode of Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons.
Perfect.
I hope you enjoyed.
Sorry for any awkwardness. We're getting into the flow of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like and comment.
Comment,
and subscribe.
If reviews are an option on your podcast platform, leave a review. Share it.
Be honest with us.
Yeah. No.
Word of mouth is the best way to
Again, if there's comments on your podcast platform, is that a thing on I don't know.
Yeah, they totally is. Like Apple and stuff.
Feel free to leave a comment. Share with your friends. Tell us what you think.
If we get comments, we might read them.
Oh, maybe.
If we get comments, we'll definitely read them.
Entirely possible.
Please try and make sure that they're grammatically correct.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.